Okay, so let's get started. So we're further being Dorish the Pasuk by Galus. Okay, the Pasuk. So it says, in Mephesa Beloiv Hadafo, Alhisha Chalav Kalt Tali Belot Stia. As the verse says, so we already did. Mephesa is like cup close, below Eva without hatred. Hadafo, you push him. Oh, hisha chalav kol kli below tzdiya, or you throw on him a kli without tzdiya. Tzdiya means like, I think literally it's like trapping. It's like something like that. That's some sort of a trapping intent. So what does that mean? Or
hunting?
Or is it hunting? Is that what it means there?
I think, yeah.
Or what?
Ambush.
Okay, good. Fine. So that makes sense. So it says like this. So what is it? So what's halachically being dorish? Because each of the words in the pasuk is being dorish something else. That's what it turns out. So what's this being dorish? So it says prat lemiskavin letzadzev v'halchol letzadacher. So it's excluding the case. Here Rashi says lashon tzdiya, lashon tzidud. Is the lashon of sideways. Asher below tzdiya means without sidewaysness. What does it mean without sidewaysness? So it says shalom eskavin letzadi letzacheni. So it's excluding is with a case if you were trying to throw it one way and it ended up going the other way. So then you're not chayev, right? Yeah, Rashi.
That's the Rashi starting the third wide line of the Rashi?
No, below Tzidia. I don't know, so it's like the skinny lines. The Rashi called below Tzidia. Let's see here. Yeah, that's the next one. Okay, fine. So it's saying he's right. So it's saying it's excluding where you intended to throw it one way to the left. And went to the right, like sometimes that happens, right? So it's very infrequent. But sometimes you pull the ball back, let's say you're trying to throw a ball. You pull it back, and you by accident, in your backwards motion or something like that, and you let go of it, and it slips. Or you're trying to throw it really hard, and sometimes it just totally slips and goes the other way. You're trying to throw left, and it goes right. So in those circumstances, if you're throwing a rock when it accidentally hits him, so that's not considered galus. Right? You don't go to galus for that. Why? Just plain shot. Why? And on the surface, you'd say it's just kind of the basic shot is because it's carvalamus. It's a freak accident. That's crazy. You don't say I wasn't being careful. I mean, that's just totally crazy. Crazy things happen. That's not considered a show gig. That's if they think it's carvalamus. It's just like this. He says, "V'chein is the Rambam says, v'chein miskavin is the b'tzadzev al-chalav b'tzad acher." Right? He has the case basically about tzorach aliyah, which the Rambam has, which is going, you're going upwards. He says that's like an anus. While you're going up and you fall, that's a crazy occurrence. This is anus. He says, "V'chein," this is in Vav Yud Nalin, "V'chein miskavin is the b'tzadzev al-chalav b'tzad acher." If you're trying to throw one way, throw a different way. "V'shalis avim menachzav b'cheiko," if you have a rock in your lap, "V'loi kir b'meol," I mean, you never notice it. V'amad v'nafla, and you stand up and it falls. V'misa, and kills somebody. V'chein hasuma sheharag b'shkaga. Also, a blind person kills b'shkaga. Kol ilu b'termin ha'galus, v'neshein krov l'anus. So all these people are apart from galus because it's krov l'anus. Right? It's krov l'anus. So that's what I'm saying. It's krov l'anus. Right? So could we define it a little bit? Define it a little bit? We define, I mean, it's true, it's kavanas, and it kind of makes sense, but it's a limud, right? So, could we just give a definition for what is it teaching you? What's it teaching you? I guess you would have thought if there was no limud, apparently you'd say it's kalas. You didn't intend to do it, but it was shogeg, like in any shogeg, right? I mean, you didn't intend to, the handle of the axe, the chop will fly off, but whatever. That's shogeg. So you didn't intend to go lati through, right? So what's, you know... I mean, I don't need to compare it to any particular case, but right, it was, so Rashi said, so the Rambam says Skavlanas. Turns out the Ritva also says that, it's the Anasu. But I see the footnote says that the Meiri says it's Karav Mezer. Meiri says it's Karav Mezer. So that's interesting, right? That's interesting, Karav Mezer. Yeah, so it would seem the Reina Chanan also is like the Meiri, but none of them explain. No one really explains. No one explains either way, right? No one just says it's on us. Right, Ritva says it's on us. And they say it's like Karav Mezer. It's so interesting how you have these things. You can have splits like this in both, you know? It's like, how does that happen? You think the case is like opposite Svaras. It's always strange. Okay, so what do we think? So what are our thoughts? Someone explain either way? So everyone seems to be saying, good, is that that it seemed to explain Karav Anas is like, you totally weren't doing that. You were throwing it to the right, and now it goes to the left. It's like a totally... It's like there's almost no correlation between what you were doing and the thing. So you were doing was safe, and now something totally different happens. That's like that's the name of shogig. Shogig is what you were doing got out of hand. You're pushing, you're lowering the bucket, and they lowered too fast or something, right? So you were doing it, right? You were doing some downward thing, and it got out of control. But here, it's like you were doing something totally separate, right? So you didn't even do it. So what's the Hamin Maskana? Like, what's it teaching you? Right? I mean, it's not so pasha, right? You need a limud. So what's the... Could we define the... Like, what's the chiddush halachically? Although it's a good argument, it must be it's teaching us, like, something halachically. How to define it. Yeah, okay. So maybe just plain, simple. But it's good it's halachically to define it. That... Do you say... See, what do you guys say? You guys are saying is, look, I wasn't throwing it to the right. I was throwing it to the left. Right? Do you say that, like, is my action an action of throwing it, or is my action an action of throwing it to the right? Like, do you say, like, the direction is part of my action? If you say the direction is part of the action, right, left, so then you say, look, I was doing throwing it to the right. I had nothing to do with it, throwing it to the left. It just happened. Totally happened. Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. I wasn't even doing that action. So what, I'm supposed to be careful. Maybe some other action is going to happen. I was doing throwing it to the right. Part of your action is the direction. Part of a throw is like part of velocity is the direction. Right? Or do you say, no, that's not a halachic component of an action. You were throwing the ball. If you throw the weapon, or throwing a weapon, you're throwing a weapon, throw a weapon, you have to be careful. You were trying to throw it, weren't you trying to throw it? So you were trying to throw it, and you threw it and it killed him by accident. Okay, that's what we call shogeg. Like the premise of the chiluk is that the tzedia, the little tzdiya, that's what I was saying, is out sidewaysing it. There's that saw the side that in your actions, direction is part of an action. In throwing things, direction, at least in this framework, in the framework of Shmias and Afesh, the Talacha recognizes the idea of direction. You don't just say if you're throwing, you got to be careful. If you're throwing, you got to be careful in the direction that you're throwing. Direction is part of the action. And throwing it forward, why should I be careful behind me? Behind me is behind me. It's a totally different thing. I'm not throwing it behind me, I'm throwing it in front of me. So, but what the chiddush is that you recognize direction as not just an accidental component of the action, but it's part of the action. It's a different action. I'm throwing it right, I'm throwing it left. So this framework recognizes, doesn't just equate all throwing and say, when you throw, you got to be careful, and anything which happens from your throwing is a problem. No, you're throwing right. I wasn't throwing left. Left had nothing to do with me. That's a total, it's almost like a different thing which occurred. I had nothing to do with that action. I had nothing to do with throwing right. I was throwing left. But that's a chiddush that the Torah recognizes that as like a different character, a different action. And throwing right is different than throwing left. That direction is a component. It's not just, normally you just say direction is an accidental thing. So it's teaching you in this framework that's a qualitatively different thing. And my shmira on throwing doesn't extend to the direction in which I'm throwing. You don't say I'm throwing right, now I have to be shomer anything that can happen from throwing. Throwing which way? I'm throwing right, so I have to be careful about throwing right. I don't have to be careful consequences involved in throwing left, or I had nothing to do with throwing left. It would be like a slip. It would be like a thing just pops out of my hands. I don't have to worry about things popping out of my hand, and I wasn't doing anything like that. Right, like when I stand up, like that other case. You have a rock on your lap and you stand up. You don't say when you stand up, you have to be careful, maybe you're going to kill someone. I don't even know there's a rock there. So I wasn't throwing a rock. So So similarly, he'll say, I wasn't throwing it right. I was throwing it left. If the direction is part of the action, then you did a safe action. You threw it right. There's no one right. You looked for sure there's no one right. You threw it that way, there's no one there. Perfectly fine. No problem. Now it ended up with something else happened, so what does it do with me? But if you say that direction isn't a definite part of the definition of action, so you're doing is you're throwing a rock. So before you throw a rock, you have to make sure that a throwing isn't going to result in any damage. Now, if there's anybody within distance of getting it, then that's my responsibility. Before you throw a rock, you have to be careful. That's part of throwing, is that sometimes you hit people. So I have to look. Hi, this direction, that direction, that's accidental stuff. Like, you come with a lot of different things. But that's not what he recognizes as a different component, difference in the action. If the halachically delineate what's recognized as a different quality, as a different component of the action, halacha just blindly equated, you know, didn't recognize direction as a component of the action. So then you just say, look, you threw it, and you meant to throw it, and you threw it. So it says no, the lo tzdia. Describing the case, it's saying if you threw it on him without the thing going sideways, without it going in a different direction, without a change of direction. That's the case of Galus. But a change of direction, that's a diverse amas. That's a recognized amas. Because it's like a different action than you were intending. It'd be almost like an example. Let's say a pitcher. Pitcher throws a wild, this is a thing as wild pitch, right? In baseball. But if a pitcher throws it and he winds up, and in the windup it goes backwards. Is that even called a wild pitch? Flies back to the second base. I doubt they'd call that a wild. I don't know if it happens, but I'm sure it's happened in history. I don't think you'd call it a wild pitch. You'd say he dropped it. He didn't throw it. It's like a balk or something else, right? It's not a wild pitch. He didn't pitch it. I mean, pitching is in that direction. If it's throw it to the first baseman and it's and he drops it or whatever, you try a pickoff. That's not a wild pitch. Doesn't throw the pitch. Pitch is a certain direction. So, I mean, you could say there because it's near the hitter, but I mean, there comes a point where it becomes like a different action. It's not the same action. Direction is part of the action. So, you know, it's a little different because baseball has, you know, I'm kind of helping myself out unfairly because baseball has, you know, delineated directions and rules and all that. But, you know, I'm just trying to show the point is like, it's not this throwing something and it goes in totally different action. It's not my action. I wasn't doing that. There's a sense to that. But halacha has to have a lima to show you that that's recognized. You're throwing, if you're having to be, listen, you're throwing. If you throw in a rock, you have to be careful. Let's say shooting a gun. Let's take an easier, better case. You know, you're shooting a gun. When you shoot a gun, you got to be careful about where that bullet goes. Okay, shooting guns are dangerous. Now, if you're shooting it, so now you're doing the shooting the gun is a dangerous action. Now, any consequence, you have to be super sure, you have to be shomer, and anything which happens as a result of your dangerous action is your fault. So you're shooting it. So now you're throwing something, you're throwing a knife. Throwing knives is dangerous. Anything which results from your action is a responsibility. The chiddush is that no, you're throwing it in right. And anything results from your action, you're chayav for. But this didn't result from your action. Your action was throwing it left. Your action was throwing it right, and it went left. So it's nothing to do with your action. But you would have just said, "Look, you're throwing it." So is it, or does it emerge? Is it an accidental consequence of your action? You have to be careful for any consequences of your action. If you say that your action is throwing it, so then any direction it goes is part of your action. Yeah, throwing is imparting force in an object. Now, where to get its force from? You. So that is what's from you. So you, why do you think the rock is flying? It's flying because of you. Now you try to throw it right and went left or whatever. Bottom line is you imparted a force into a rock, and when you impart a force into a rock, that's because of you. But Kamash Malan, no, your action is not just imparting a force. Force has velocity, you know, has a quantity, but it also has direction. So it's a vector, right? It's a vector. It's not just a magnitude. Okay, so we good? Okay, so let's see. Maybe we'll hold off on the case of the Mikra of the Mezid, because there's some Rishonim who say that I would have thought it would be Mikra of the Mezid, right, when I throw it in the wrong direction. So let's hold off on that. Okay, so let's look at the next case. Maybe we'll take them together. So now it says like this. V'asher lo tzada. So this is a new pasuk. Asher lo tzada. This is in Dvarim. No, this is in Shmos. Asher lo tzada. which there literally means like he didn't plan it. Right? He didn't ambush him, he didn't plan it, and God just made it happen. Fine. So it wasn't Asher Lotzada. So now, similar to below Tzdiya, Asher Lotzada, but it's an extra basak, an extra limud. So what does it teach you? So it says, Prat l'miskaven l'zruk shtayim v'zarek arba. It excludes the case where you intended to throw it for two, and it went four. Okay? You intended to throw it two, and it went four. Okay, amos, that is. Okay? So Rashi. Rashi lo tzada. Shelo niskaven lizrok b'tzido. You didn't intend to throw it, and this is Rashi you're talking about, Dr. J. Yeah. You are intending to throw it close to you, near you. Elo lemakom shazarak. Right, but you were intending to throw it where it actually went. Avalo yodeo sheyesham adam. Right, but you just didn't know there was someone there. Prat lemiskaven lizrok shnayim lizrok arba. To exclude if you intended to throw it two and it went four, v'chein lizrok arba v'zorik shmona. Similarly, if you intend to throw it two and it went four and it went eight. So, notice the case that you're chayiv for is where you
overshot the mark.
You didn't intend to try to throw it right near you, but you try to throw it to where you tried to throw where it actually went. It's just that you didn't realize there was a guy there. But if you intended to throw it right near you, two amas, and then it turns out it went four, so then that's, you're not high for that.
But these two Rashis are discussing two different cases, or two aspects of one case.
Which two Rashis? The next one? V'chein lizrok arba?
And the next one, arba v'shoneh.
So the thing he's saying is that the second one is the same thing. He's just saying when it says 2 or 4, it's lav dafka 2 or 4, 4 8 would be the same thing. If you want to throw 4 and 1 8, it would be the same thing.
Yeah,
what?
Is that
double? Doesn't seem so. It doesn't seem so. It's a good question. You see that Ghost Rundschberg thing? This is the Al. It says, Nirbein etzerachom of Azark Stein. He meant to say. That you went through it four and it went two. So if you threw it two and it went four, you intended to throw it four and it went two and it went four, or if you intended to throw it four and it went two,
eight.
The other Rashi, he wants to say that he meant four, he meant two. Four to two. But for now, let's leave it vague for now. Okay? So what would it be teaching us? I mean, if from Rashi, could you tell if it's a Karva Mezer, a Karva Onus, or whatever? What do you think is, I mean, it would sound like it's Karav Lamas, no? Once again.
It's Karav
Lamas
because, you
know,
you didn't know there was a person there, but there's a possibility that
someone may
be there.
You
just
need
that possibility.
You mean, right, no, but if you threw it for, and it went for, and there was a guy there. So that's the case, which it's saying is shogeg and yichayv galus. That's the case of galus. But as opposed to the case where you intended to throw a two, and it ended up going four. Right? In either case, you don't know the guy's there apparently. But in the case where you intended to throw it four and it went four, and you just didn't know that he was there, that's the case which is galus. But it's excluding a case where you didn't even mean to throw it four. You were trying to throw it two. And it ended up going four and there was a guy there.
How do you know there was a guy there?
Huh?
How do you know there was a guy there in the second case?
Well, you hit him.
I mean, how do you know there's a guy there?
Oh, I don't know if you knew it. I don't know whether you did it or you didn't. It doesn't seem to me to be real. It's not mentioning that.
You could know.
Maybe you did know, but you weren't trying to throw it. All right. Yeah. But I don't think, I don't know if it's not saying is that if you did know, then you're chayev.
Yeah,
sounds like you're just saying is that you tried to throw it two and you threw it four and then you're potter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sounds like it. It sounds like it's saying is in that case where you were, Shalot Sada means that you weren't throwing it close to you,
but you were throwing it an appropriate distance and it hit the guy. Right? But if, as opposed to if you were trying to just throw it too and it ended up going four, so then you're not responsible. It doesn't seem to be saying, oh, because you knew that he was there. I mean, to say that the mi'ud is only where you knew he was there doesn't seem to be limiting it to that. It's true. It's a good point. If you know there's a guy there and you're throwing a four, throwing a two, and then it goes four, so you'd say that also. Isn't that called a mezid? It would seem so. How would you explain that he's saying is that you're potter nonetheless? I mean, it seems to be he's concluding both cases, whether you knew there's someone there or doesn't know either. He's not making a point of that.
What?
I know, but to say that it's including both of the Karbalans and Karbal Mezid in the same thing would be hard. I would think. So on the surface, I think the man is saying is good, is that just it would follow naturally. I mean, we have to see if we want to go with this, but they just naturally present itself to say the same kind of thing. Is that just, we said direction, the previous question is that is direction part of the action? And we said, yeah, direction is part of the action, therefore right, left is different. So you could say the same thing, is quantity part of the action? Do you say I was throwing it right? And look, you're throwing it right, you have to deal with all the consequences of what happens when you throw it right. So then I don't care if I try to throw a four and it went two, but one is I threw it right. Or do you say no, that quantity is also part of the action, is a component of the action, so you were throwing it right too. Now we went four, that's a different action. So therefore that's, I'm not chayav for that. Right, I'm not chayav for that. What the problem is, what's the problem with that? What's the problem with saying that?
Is
it quantity swara? Quantity swara are allowed.
No, I mean, but this problem. No. The problem with this.
Yeah, what's wrong with saying this far? Oh, yeah, with the quantity swara. Yes. Yeah. So what's the problem with saying that?
Well, it would back at the latter example, or I mean, the guy moving the roller. You say, well, his quantity was to move it 1 foot.
Okay.
And it slipped off his hand and it fell.
Okay, you mean that's a different part of the action?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Forget cases. Just, I mean, true, but you just. Get to the heart of the matter. Is that...
It's easier to hear by sides than by...
Right, exactly. It's hard to say that. I mean, you didn't say, look, my action was throwing 27 feet and it went 28 feet. Mm. Like, in and of itself. I mean, it's one thing to say throwing right and throwing left. It's different directions. It's different action. But you're going to tell me that the quantity is part of my action, part of an action? The idea is, look, quantity is you mess up. Say my action is an action of throwing at exactly this many almas and it went at a different amount of almas. It's just harder to... Except, like, where do you draw the line? Obviously, you can't get down to the nearest tefach, the nearest millimeter, right? I mean, look, there's the idea of, look, actions, you could say is like it's totally a flagrant thing, but I mean, it's totally a fluke when I throw in the wrong direction, but to throw a tiny bit off, it just seems to be, you know? So, could we answer that? What do we think about that? Okay, let's think about that. I mean, let's think about that problem. And then Rashi, I mean, if you look, there's a Tosus here. This gets involved a little bit. There's a Tosus here of Ashelot Sada, which is short. Could look at that. And then Tosus quotes a different Gemara in case of Ragel, and there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, which I think Ronsberg, I think, quotes them both. No, he quotes them. Yeah, he quotes them both. So I think we should look around a little bit. Okay. Get involved. It's not so simple. I mean, it could be this is Karvel Meza. I mean, Rashi seems to be learning it's like the same. But you could learn, I think there are those, I think the Rambam learns the opposite. I think he learns this is Karvel Meza. I think he learns that's Karvel Shogya, that's Karvel Anas, and that's Karvel Meza. You know, the other side is Karvel Anas, but the different quantity is Karvel Meza. That's what it says. That's the Rambam. So let's look at that. Let's look at the Rambam. Let's look at Tosvos. I mean, the Rambam's whatever, the Tosos. And I think there's Tosos in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. And also Baba Kama and Rashi's. There's a bunch of, I mean, let's look into the facts a little bit. Let's gather some facts and see if we can put them together and give some stars. Okay, but I guess the most direct question is, could we work out Rashi? Just this last question we asked, right? We have a direct question, is that it doesn't seem reasonable to say what it sounds like Rashi's saying. And we just have to say, look, whatever he's saying. Or could we give it a little bit of a juice? Right? Yeah. All right. So I guess we'll pick up tomorrow.